And we just heard the 23rd Psalm. It was a psalm that was written by David. And it was a very good psalm, and it's so good that people know it almost, well, I think everybody who's Christian goes to church, I think everybody knows it by heart. And it has one verse in there. It says that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff comfort me. Those are very important words, and I think really that's really what gets to the meat of the matter, why this is so popular, because we all have fears. You know, anybody like to tell me what a fear is that they have? You know, everybody's got them. Mr. Ed's got them. Let me tell you some of mine when I was your age, okay? I used to fear a crocodile eating me. Seriously, I go to bed at night and I dream about it. I wasn't sure if it was an alligator or a crocodile. At that age, I couldn't tell. But all I know was a lot of sharp teeth that was crawling after me and I was running. I don't know where I got that image. I only saw a crocodile or an alligator once in the zoo, but it was so scary that this thing could eat you, you know? And it was scary. So I used to have nightmares and I'd wake up in the middle of the night and just screaming because I thought this alligator was going to get me. Of course, now I don't dream about the alligator anymore. I know that there's not going to be one in my neighborhood, at least not in the near future. But I had other fears also. I had fears for a while. I had a bully that was picking on me at school, and I was afraid to go to school because I was afraid I was going to get beat up. You know, that's a fear. And you know what? We don't get rid of fears. Fears are with us every single day. Okay? There's grown-ups out there. They all have fears. They may not want to talk about them because when you talk about a fear, it kind of makes you open that people make jokes about you. I know you girls later on are going to be saying, Mr. Ed was afraid of an alligator, you know, because nobody likes to share their fears. It's something that's inside of you. See, you guys wouldn't even share a fear with me. So they're, oh, do you have a fear?
Every single night I think that this dude's going to cut off and eat my eyeballs out.
Oh, somebody's going to come and eat your eye. It's not an alligator, is it?
No.
Oh, a person. Ooh, he's going to eat her eyeballs out. That's got to be scary. Well, you know what? The Bible, and in this particular psalm I'm talking about, it starts off saying, the Lord is my shepherd. Does anybody here know what a shepherd is? What's a shepherd? You know what a shepherd is?
It's a person that takes care of sheep.
There you go. Very good. Actually, a shepherd can take care of a number of things, but in the Bible, they refer to a shepherd as the keeper of sheep. Now, do you think that's a big job? Some people probably say, oh, you just sit around all day and let the sheep do their thing. No. No.
Pen.
Yeah, you got to keep the sheep. Well, back then they used to just roam around. You know why? Because sheep have to graze. You know what graze means? It's eating, you know, the grass. And they clean an area pretty quickly. Back in our old West, they used to have fights because the cattlemen said that, you know, the cows would only chew from the top of the grass and the grass would grow back. The sheep like to get their teeth down in there and pull the actual grass right out of the ground. So they'll strip an area of food and the shepherd's got to keep them moving. The flocks have got to be moving all the time, you know. And I thought about this, and in the Bible, we're called sheep. We actually are called sheep in the Bible. It's another psalm. It's the psalm Mr. Ed told you about one time here, and I like that very much. I love the idea, the picture of that. It says that we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. It's from Psalm 100. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. Now, in the Bible, it also says that the besides the Lord is my shepherd, it says that Jesus was called the Good Shepherd, okay? So, meaning that he was very good at tending the flock. He's very good at taking care of God's people, okay? Because he is the Good Shepherd. Now, the thing I think about when I think of sheep, you think about sheep. Do you ever see, come up with an image of a sheep with his head held high and walking around? Most of the time you think of a sheep, what is he? He's heads down on the ground, eating. You know, and when you think about it, that's the reason you need shepherds, because guess what? When the sheep walk, their head's usually down and the flock just moves wherever the flock goes. Now, sometimes if you're one of these sheep that's in the middle of the flock, you just go where everybody else goes. They all go this way, you go that way. They go this way, you go that way. Okay? And sometimes we forget that there's a shepherd watching over us, that we actually have somebody that's watching this flock to make sure nothing happens to us, right? And all the sheep has to do is pick his head up once in a while and look around out of the herd, and he could see the shepherd. And we're like that as people. All we have to do is look for Jesus, and Jesus is there. He's watching over us. He never leaves. We may be looking at another sheep in front of us and a sheep to the side of us, and we may be just going along in life, doing whatever. But if we pick our head up, we look, we'll see Jesus the shepherd there. Okay? Because we're his people. Remember, that's what the Bible said. And this psalm is very important because, guess what? And I don't think anybody out there can deny it. At one time or another, one of the fears that we have in life, and some of us have that fear every day, is of dying. Dying's a very important fear that we have. But guess what? Jesus the shepherd showed us that when we die, that we are raised up into heaven. So the good shepherd is going to take care of us when we die. That's really important to know that, you know? So we have to sometimes not just be with the rest of the herd and just walking around. We got to put our heads up once in a while. And then guess what? The next time we bow, we don't bow to eat the grass. We bow our head to God for having a shepherd up there. And that's why we bow our heads to say prayers. Okay? And thank you guys for coming up.